Here's a question for you. What do kids need more? A father or a dad? What's the difference? The way I see it, darn near anyone can be a father. But not everyone has the patience or the devotion to be a dad. As for me, I've always wanted to be a dad. Let me tell you, I love it. And I love my Ford Flex. It treats me to a smooth ride. And you know what? It didn't break the bank. Room enough for the whole family. Yes, I love being a dad. And I love these two adorable little rays of sunshine. Hey, Dylan. Good morning.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm not their real dad.
Good morning, Mr. Weinstalker.
I'm their stepdad.
Good morning, Megan.
Can you please put this on the fridge?
Well, sure. Did you do another drawing of our family?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's me and Dylan and Mommy.
So great.
And over here, far, far away, is you.
Oh, and am I wearing a baseball cap?
That's the knife in your head, 'cause I was killing you in the eye.
Oh, I see. Well, I love how you drew my hair.
That's poop.
Well, it's well drawn. And I'm guessing it's dog poop?
That's homeless man poop.
Oh, all right. I actually can't father my own children ever since I hit a little snafu at the dental office. Ever since then, my testicles have been more decorative than anything else. Hey, and I thought I'd never have a family. Until I met a stunning mom named Sarah.
Would you look at her?
I'm one lucky so-and-so. I hit the jackpot. Hi. Hi.
Sorry, I'm taking so long. I have to show that 60 West building to those new clients.
I know.
Oh my god, the kids' lunches.
Already packed. I wrote them a little inspirational note to start them on their day. They've already eaten their breakfast and you look perfect.
You're amazing.
Look at this, huh? Another family drawing.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
No, I think you're misunderstanding. This is the first drawing when I'm not dead already. Sure, I've got a knife in my eye and some homeless man poop on my head. But this is showing real progress. I think she's starting to accept me.
You can find the good in just about anything. I love that about you. You know that?
Hello, I'm home. Hey, how was the...
What's wrong? He won't talk to me. He said he only wants to talk to you.
You want to talk to me? Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You mean me and your mom?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Just me? By myself?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure, I'm totally free. Let's go to the den. We'll sit there. We'll sit. We can do it sitting or standing. Doesn't matter. We're just gonna do it. We're not gonna overthink it. Yeah, great. Okay, good. Just the man. Yeah, a little rap session. Great.
Oh my god.
I just want you to know that I'm just here to listen. Alright? No judgment, no lectures. Just a compassionate ear.
Well, there are these kids at school, and they're bigger than me because they're fourth graders. And,
was that weird? I'm sorry, I'm just,
it's a big moment for me and I'm just trying to capture it. It just came off awkward.
So, go ahead, continue telling your story. Fourth graders?
Anyway, there are these fourth graders and... He actually confided in me. I mean, it was that father-son feeling I've been dying for, and it was even better than I thought it's gonna be. I mean, he really needed me. Me! That is so great, honey. He even said not to tell you.
So, I'm actually totally betraying his trust right now.
What are we gonna do about those little snot-nosed fourth graders?
Oh, I think he's gonna be fine. He's going to try to do some trust falls on the playground.
Really? You think that's gonna work?
As long as they catch him. Yeah,
Hey, Brad.
Yeah?
If I ask you something, you promise you won't cry again?
Of course, sweetie. What is it?
Well, at the school, they told us about this thing, and it's called the daddy-daughter dance.
So, do you want to go with me?
You said you wouldn't cry, Brad.
I'm not, Megan. Yes, a million times yes.
I thought big people weren't supposed to cry.
I think it's sweet that he's crying like a little bitch.
Megan! You're not supposed to call people that word.
You know what? It takes a real man to show his emotion.
Alright, that's a bit much.
We were finally becoming family.
I get it.
After being pushed away and treated like an outsider, I was finally becoming the dad I always knew I could.
Daddy! Hi, where are you? Where's Cameron? Is that gunfire? Cool!
Daddy, Daddy! I want to talk to Daddy. Hi, Daddy. Good.
So, your ex is calling, huh? Yeah. What a treat for the kids. It's been a long time. Yeah.
We are watching a really funny movie with Mommy and Brad. Oh, Brad is Mommy's new husband.
Wait, he doesn't know about me? Well, I haven't talked to him in 6 months. We've been married 8 months.
Brad, Daddy wants to talk to you.
No. Don't. I'm just going to say hi.
You don't need to do that, Brad. Don't.
Thank you, sweetie. Hello, Dusty. Super to make you acquaintance. In fact, I just wish I could shake your hands and offer to buy you a cold one. Tomorrow?
What? Daddy's coming, yay!
Oh, yeah, I guess I could pick you up.
No.
It's Whitaker. Whitaker. No, I'm not comfortable giving you my social security number over the phone. Okay, yeah, my credit score is 752. I'm very proud of that. I'm sorry? What sort of fighting style am I proficient in? I don't know if I've ever been asked that before. Hello? Dusty? Hello? Hello? I lost him.
What just happened? Did you just invite him to come here? Is he coming tomorrow?
Well, I didn't know he would accept my offer so soon. I mean, he really jumped at it.
Remember when I said he was just like JC James and Mick Jagger had a baby?
Yeah, I thought maybe he was really skinny and jittery and had like a little bit of British accent or something.
He's wild and he's crazy. That's why I fell in love with him. Then you end up with two kids and I'm stuck there holding the bag and he's nowhere to be found. Doesn't matter how much love or passion or you can't breathe with each other, all of that stuff is stupid in comparison. But you have kids, you have responsibilities. He doesn't understand that.
Honey,
this is actually a good thing.
I'll welcome Dusty into our home and we will establish some kind but firm boundaries, alright? It's what step-by-step calls setting up a loving fence.
A loving fence? Wow. That sounds really great, honey, but your self-help books have never met Dusty Mehran.
He sounds like a rascal, but I don't think it's anything I can handle. Check, Chinese checkers. Check, Republic, puck. Sibilance, pop. 1, 2, 6, 7, check. What do you got for me, Brad? Oh, Mr. Holt, hello. Well, hopefully the new voice of the panda. Oh, listen, I gotta leave early today. I gotta go pick up my wife's ex at the airport.
Jesus, kid! How'd you draw that shit detail?
Brad, why do you want this deadbeat in your home? Well, it's not that I want him in my home. It's just that the bitter step-parenting books say that the worst thing you can do for the kids is to push out the biological. You're in a danger zone here, Brad. And let me tell you why. Kids that grow up without their dads always end up obsessing over them. Most of the hookups that I've had in my adult life have been with women that had daddy issues. I don't know if this is an appropriate story. Look, my wife would kill me if she knew I was telling you this. Well, then you shouldn't tell me this. When I met her in Denver,
You're going to tell the story, aren't you? She was a topless maid. $99 an hour. Never met her father. But who did she meet? Me. And who did treat her like shit? Me. I eventually loved her. But every time she got out of line, I just pulled the Humvee over and asked her to get out politely. And then I drove away. Guess what? She showed up at home every time. This story has no relevance to my situation. Oh, it doesn't at all. It's just a good story. Oh, Pete, are we going to hear this guy or what?
103.6 The Panda!
I'm sorry. Keep it up, Brad. You and I will fight in the parking lot.